tried to make me go to rehab. I said no, no, no. Yes, I've been black, but when I come back, no, no, no. I ain't got the time, and if my daddy thinks I'm fine.
Steve Gruber Show. Scott Bertram sitting in for Steve. Amy Winehouse, artist I never really got into. Didn't have a long time. She passed away so quickly after achieving success. But on this day back in 2006, released her signature song, Rehab, as a single, taken from her second studio album, Back to Black. Won 3 Grammy Awards, including Record of the Year, Song of the Year, Best Female Pop Vocal Performance as well. Amy Winehouse, of course, would pass away shortly after achieving that success. But on this day, 13 years ago, Rehab released as a single from her. Scott Bertram sitting in for Steve here on the Steve Gruber Show. Very pleased to welcome onto the program a recent visitor to us here at Hillsdale College, probably about a year ago or so, and also resident fellow at the American Enterprise Institute, political analyst for the Washington Examiner, and the brand new book out now, How America's Political Parties Change and How They Don't. Michael Barone is with us. Michael, thanks for joining us here on the Steve Gruber Show.
Hey, thanks for having me on the program and being back in my native state of Michigan.
Well, we're always glad to have you. How America's Political Parties Change and How They Don't. Michael, we've heard so often over the past 10 years that this party is doomed, that party is doomed. You know, the blue wall will protect Democrats, and now if we don't change the Electoral College, Democrats will never win the presidency again. Why are people so quick to make these judgments about the future when it comes to political parties and their prospects?
Well, I suppose one reason is that the incentive in the political commentary marketplace for pundits is to be the first one to spot a trend. So you predict a whole bunch of trends, and maybe one of them will come true. One of the fascinating things, and I think most Americans don't realize about our politics, is that our political parties are very old institutions. The Democratic Party was founded in 1832, the Republican Party in 1854. That's 187 and 165 years ago. They faced political disaster, Democrats in 1920, Republicans in 1932, and they've rebounded from that. They've faced third-party challenges, which have disappeared. I think there's something fundamental about it. Aspects of our structural aspects of our system tend to favor a two-party system, the Electoral College, the single-member legislative district, but I think beyond that, there's something fundamental in the character of these parties.
Talking about the fundamental character of the parties, is it generally true through the years that the Republican Party is sort of the typical American, the average American kind of party, no matter what the issues would be, and the Democrats sort of represent those who are the out groups or the coalition groups, I guess. Is that generally accurate through history?
I think it's generally accurate. It's not a description that you'll see in many political science textbooks, but basically it seems to me that when you look at the political competition over the years and you see how the parties have changed their positions on substantive issues, you see that the Republican Party is always centered on a core constituency made up of people that are thought by many people to be typical Americans, but who are not by themselves a majority. And the Democratic Party is always a coalition of out-group people regarded as out-groups, as not being typical American, people that may have very different socioeconomic character and cultural characteristics, but who united together can be a majority when they are not in when they're in disagreement. Of course, they could be a disorderly rabble, but basically, it took the Democrats 103 ballots to nominate a president in 1924. But that has generally, I think, well served this country, because we have been a diverse country from the beginning. We've always been a country that was religiously diverse, going back to colonial days, ethnically diverse, culturally diverse, economically diverse, and the enduring characteristics of these two parties have enabled people to, a diverse people, to channel their choices and to find a political home, at least temporarily, in one of our two parties over the years.
Michael Barone with us. His book, How America's Political Parties Change and How They Don't. Michael, we know the founders were opposed to political factions. You can read the Federalist Papers on that. Do you think they would smile or frown upon how dependent the country has been now on the two-party system, essentially?
Well, they had occasion to frown upon the dependency of the parties, of the political system on parties in the 1790s when you got, within the administration of George Washington, you had the Federalists, the Secretary of the Treasury, Alexander Hamilton, mm-hmm. and the Republican-Democrats under Secretary of State Thomas Jefferson. They were hiring publicists and journalists to run journals attacking each other while they were part of the same president's administration. And they were divided over some very fundamental issues, over Hamilton's financial plans for the Bank of the United States and funded national debt, and over which side to back in what amounted to a world war between Royal Britain and Revolutionary France. Those are pretty fundamental issues. That particular party system faded out as the Federalist Party became non-viable. But our current parties emerged, the Democratic Party in 1832, within the lifetime of James Madison, one of the real framers of the Constitution. Mm-hmm. He didn't like political parties, but there they were.
Nobody knows more about this stuff and political parties than Michael Barone from AEI and The Examiner. His new book, How America's Political Parties Change and How They Don't, out now. Michael, thank you so much for joining us this morning here on The Steve Gruber Show.
Hey, it's great. Good to be with you and to be back in Michigan.
Appreciate it. There's Michael Barone again, the new one, How America's Political Parties Change and How They Don't. Scott Bertram sitting in for Steve here on The Steve Gruber Show.